You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. That's right, I'm still on. That's right, I'm having all kinds of problems with the Facebook thing, but heck, you're not even supposed to know that, are you? We're here, we've got some great folks. Everybody, go introduce yourself while I'm trying to figure all this out, technically speaking, of course. Vivian, you're first.
I'm Vivian Sutelski, a global luxury realtor at my group is VS Miami Properties at Coldwell Banker Residential Real Estate in Coral Gables.
Francisco, you're next.
My name is Francisco Angulo. I'm with Coldwell Banker. I've been in real estate for 27 years, and I specialize in international.
Richard, you're the cleanup hitter.
Richard Kalin. I'm a CPA with Eisner Amper, and don't want to age myself by telling you how many years I've been a CPA.
Hey, not that many, but it's all really good. Now, let's get going here again. We're hopefully all the people that were listening will come back on the Facebook thing, whatever, but I did the best I could. I've had a big technical problem today. Why? Because my fingers are all fumbly today for some reason. Now, Francisco, let's go back to you. What is it that you bring to the table at Coldwell Banker that helps the international buyer? I guess really it's like you're saying the brand, and that helps give them comfort, no? I got it set now, Wanda.
Talking.
I am talking, Francisco.
I think it's not about, you know, the brand, or it's not about me. It's about the client and understanding what they want and what they're looking for. Like I said before, it's trying to understand the needs, the money that they have to bring, and the advice. And I think the success of a real estate international realtor is to get a partnership with a good mortgage broker or a good mortgage lending, a good accountant, a good estate planning attorney, everything that they have to learn.
Now, Vivian, so now they've got a good team in place. They found you. Where do they go to next?
Where do they go to next? And then we decide where they want to live.
Okay.
What is their lifestyle? What are they looking for in Miami?
What would they say when they say, so I just came in from town, out of town. What are you going to say? Interview me. I'm your new client. I just walked in. I don't even know where I want to live. I saw it on TV, Miami Vice.
Well, first of all, are you going to live here the whole year round? Are you just considering this your vacation home? Do you have children? What is your purpose here, Jim?
Well, my purpose is I just moved my business here. I want my family to be here so they're safe, and I want to continue to build wealth in Miami. And Rich, remember that part, because we're going to talk to you next. So now I've just said that, Rich. What do you think is the biggest pitfall that I have to avoid, Richard? I keep calling you Richard. Please just forgive me.
The pitfalls, if you get the advice of the proper professionals and you go slowly in your investing and what you're doing in as you come from a foreign country into the United States, I think you'll be better served. I think one of the pitfalls that I find, and this is really it's just so inappropriate, there happens to be a lot of scam and inappropriateness between foreigners of the same countries. For whatever reason, a French guy comes to the United States, he meets another French person, he feels there's a camaraderie because they're both from France, and then one is a scammer. And we've had a lot of issues because of the tax work and some of the litigation in which there is this type of an affinity fraud.
Wow.
So I think you need to be a little careful with who you do business with and get second and third opinions before you put money up and sign documents.
What's the biggest pitfall, the biggest mistake that you've seen an international person that's coming here just wants to buy a residential place and start from there and then build their world from there? What's the first thing they need to do?
I think the first thing they need to do, as much as everybody here on the panel wants them to be the first people that they speak to, is I think they need their first person they really need to speak to is the immigration attorney. And they have to determine their status. And just like you said, it could be a father coming in and doing investing. It could be that they're coming in and then the child wants to go to college. It could be that the whole family wants to come and uproot from wherever they are and start a new life here. Each of those dynamics have a different protocol with immigration, and that becomes, to me, the most important thing that they have to deal with initially.
So then, Francisco, we're going to come back to you now. I know that you had something you wanted to add on all that.
Yeah, adding to what Richard had to say, one of the biggest mistakes that they come is that they don't understand that we realtor have the entire database. So they talk to you today, and one day you said, I have another business plan tomorrow, so I'll see you Thursday, for example. And what happened is that the next day that you are not with them, they see another realtor. So I think it's educating them to what the value that we bring and the way that we work here. I think that's a due diligence that we have today, day one. Otherwise, we can lose them and they can be making the biggest mistake of their life for what Richard was saying about scamming and friends and people that are not professionals. We are professionals.
So Vivian, what's the biggest issue that you've seen along that lines where somebody came in, they trusted their friend, this guy, not even their friend. He came from my same hometown. How about that one?
Yes.
How about that one? Have you had that one yet?
Well, actually, I did have a client from one of my FIAPSI brokers from Ukraine.
What does FIAPSI mean?
FIAPSI is the International Federation of Realtors.
Well, people tune in and tune out. That's why I like to try to...
Of course. Okay. And it's a worldwide organization of real estate industry professionals. And for instance, I was just at a World Congress in Panama a couple of months ago, and we had, you know, about 500 members of this organization. And immediately thereafter, I had the Ukraine broker came to Miami because he's looking for a broker here, an agent, me, to refer business to. And he was telling me that he had had someone that had had shady dealings with. So he will trust someone, as I am a member of FIAPSI, he will trust me more than someone else.
Now, Richard, what do you see as a good way to guard against fraud? You said get the good immigration attorney, get the good team together. I just walked into your office. I'm here. I got an immigration attorney. I'm looking to do a business here. How can you help me?
Well, there's two things that when you're doing business here, again, once you have your immigration issues cleared up, you have to determine where you're banking. As much as there's international banking in South Florida and Miami, not every bank is international friendly. A lot of banks have restrictions for their international banking. Some countries are on lists that are restrictions for international banking. So you've got to make sure that you have that covered, because if you don't and you're trying to make a transaction, the transaction will hold, it could collapse, it'll cost you more money.
How about the Panama Papers thing? What about that? How's that impacting people, and how do you counsel people to avoid doing the wrong thing?
If they have a relationship with a bank that accepts them and works with them, I don't think they would have that issue. But again, you could walk down certain banks off Brickell Avenue where we are, and one will be friendly to a foreigner and another one will have restrictions and not allow the accounts to be open, and that's a problem.
So Vivian, how do you help your clients select the right financial institution? Can you help them with that?
Well, I consider that I'm offering boutique service as much as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I don't refer only one person because I can't limit myself to one person. But I definitely like to have, for instance, establishing relationships with people that offer the different services that my clients need. And then I give that list to my clients and I let them make the choice themselves.
I think that's really appropriate. And Francisco, how do you work with your team of realtors and brokers to ensure that they're getting the best feel for what's going on in the community and in the marketplace?
I think it's getting involved, not only in local association. We are part of the Miami Association of Realtors. We overlap with Florida Realtors and then the National Association of Realtors. We have reports and we have to get informed so we can deliver the proper message that what's happening. Sometimes I hear some agents to be making opinions on what the market conditions are when we need to see the statistics. So I think if we get educated on that, we're going to be giving the proper information about what's happening.
And how do you make sure that your realtors and your associates aren't violating any kind of a rule or regulation? Because I got to figure that you got to treat some foreign people special. Oh, but I know you know that, Rich. Richard, we're coming right back. I got to type Richard on my hand there. It's ridiculous. Richard, I'm just going to go right at you. What do you do that you can help people to avoid all that?
Well, again, we have a certain team within our accounting firm, and we have resources not only in the United States but globally. So we have the ability to put someone with the right person and make sure that they have all the information necessary to make an accurate decision.
So you brought up something that I find interesting. You have you're with a global firm, so you can theoretically have somebody back in their home country that can help them figure out who to use and work with, and it kind of might give them a comfort level, no?
Right, and there's certain countries that we have tax treaties with, so certain applications are advantageous, some are not. So to be able to have the information and do this globally can only help the client.
And what are some of the services that your firm offers the international investor?
We have just a full service firm, taxes. We do business plans if someone's coming in to buy a business. And one of the things that are important when a foreigner comes in, if they want to buy a business and a real estate person can broker that, we have many of our clients that are looking to exit strategies and maybe sell their businesses. If they buy a business that's a going concern and has employees, it enhances their immigration process. So it parallels them trying to get the appropriate immigration status.
Now, Francisco, a lot of people have been buying all cash. And then one of the reasons I got into the residential mortgage business is because I think that that's one of the biggest requirements that we're going to have for capital coming down. It's helping the international buyer that bought all cash. Then they're going to want to maybe free up some of that cash because now the dollar's strong. They've got dollars in the United States. They want maybe want to use it. Maybe they can't get money out from where they came from. Are you running into that?
Of course. You know,
well, then they should call 305-773-6300. Softball!
I think while the market is, getting trusted, banks are going to be making more flexibility on their underwriting guidelines. And it's going to be helping the foreigners. But remember that, and you are a mortgage broker, you know better than me.
Yeah, I would think they're not going to be more flexible. I think that they're getting tighter and tighter and tighter. In fact, I'm going to go back right to Richard. Richard's nodding his head like it's going to fall off. Richard, what are you seeing there with that stuff?
I think what happens, it's the same sort of misnomer when someone brings up an SBA loan, thinking that because it's SBA, you get some advantages or it's easier, and then when you realize it's just that SBA is an insured product, but you still have to have all the same facts.
Maybe it lowers the rate or something.
It's the same issue with international people. Once they get their cash in and once it's all cash, they're going to have to, if they want to refinance and get some money out, they're going to have to show the ability to repay, and they're going to have assets, and they're going to have cash, just like John Doe. So we can't think that they're any different than anybody else in the eyes of underwriters when numbers are independent based on only numbers and not where you're from or what the values are.
So then we're going to take a break. We'll stick one more segment. Well, can you guys stick with me one more time? All right. Well, Wanda.
So much fun. Why wouldn't we?
I have no idea, but I have to at least ask and be courteous. Believe it or not, I am a courteous mortgage broker. They do exist. So Wanda, we're going to toss it to you. We're going to come back real soon with information you can use right now to make your day better, your business better, your life better, especially if you're an international real estate investor coming to Miami. Wanda, take it away!